Welcome, bienvenidos to another edition of 2 on 3 here on Monday, March 30th. The day is kind of all running together now for us, Hercules Gomez. It's good to be with you, though. I'll ask both how you're doing and what you're doing, because recently we've had a lot of time on our hands.
Yeah, let's look at the silver lining in this. I'm home a lot more, which my daughter absolutely loves. It has brought the family closer. So silver lining, obviously, for a lot of people, a lot of time to consume. The days kind of get mixed together. You don't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, or if it's Friday, Sunday. It's that type of deal. But for me on my end, I have the ability to record from home. So the content has been amped. I've actually been busier, but busier for all our viewers out there. You know, it's trying times, and we want to not focus on so much on the negative and kind of distract ourselves for a bit. And that's where we come in.
So there's no games, obviously, with everything that's going on in the world right now. And as a result, like in our industry, and I'm sure you're doing this across all the shows that you're working on right now, you're kind of having to come up with what to talk about.
Right.
And I think when we thought about this podcast, there's a lot of different ways you could approach talking about the Mexican national team right now. Specifically, there are a lot of like big name players in big-ish clubs or in big spots who you could talk about, right? We've talked about them all on our recent coverage on ESPN FC YouTube channel, right? We talk about Raul Jimenez, what he's doing at Wolves, what he may end up doing this summer in a potential move. We talk about Hector Herrera at Atletico Madrid, maybe not so much, but how he's doing, where he could move, Chucky Lozano at Napoli, what could be going on with him. There's a lot of guys to talk about. And yet, every conversation around this team, for me, always winds down a path that ends up with one man's name, with a whisper of one man's ghost. And that man is Carlos Vela. And I don't think there's any better evidence of that than the fact that he's on the cover of GQ Mexico and Latin America this week.
Hey, this episode, for those of you out there listening, shall be now named The People, Sebastian Salazar versus Charlie Candle. Because I have a feeling we're going to go down this rabbit hole of hate from Sebastian Salazar aimed at one of the most talented, if not the most talented, I've said it many times, Mexican footballer of our time. And it's a shame, but I can't wait to get into it with you because honestly, like you said, there are players playing at Napoli. There are players playing in the Premier League. There are players playing all around the world for Mexico. And yet we always come back to the player that's playing in Major League Soccer, the player that's playing in an expansion team, a very new team, Carlos Vela, a player who doesn't want to play on the Mexican national team. We always come back to him.
You say most talented. Why don't you just say he's the best Mexican player?
Because that's relevant. I mean, I think that could be argued, but you can't argue his talents. I think you, of all people, has to recognize the talent that is Carlos Vela. And I think that's why you get so upset, because you see the potential that is there. You see what he's able to do when he really wants. You've seen what he's been able to do at the highest of levels. And I think that's what angers you the most.
Mm-hmm. Talent is subjective, my friend. Production is objective and can't really be argued. And that's what we're going to get into here. So while you have been having lovely family time with your daughter, I've been watching old World Cup clips, and they might come up
Angry Sav's
been doing some research. No, I won't say that. Let me ask you this, though. There are other big-name players. We just acknowledged it.
Yeah.
Why do you think Carlos Vela is still on the cover of GQ magazine when he doesn't want to play for the national team, as you say? Though I think there's some quotes where he's more than left the door open.
I've mentioned that many times.
I know you have. I know you have, and we'll get into that. But why do you think the obsession with Carlos Vela, to see him publicized in this way at this moment, with a relative lack of like national team production?
Let's look at the two other players in Mexico's history that have had this type of attitude, this type of discard for the public, this type of discard for the press, and sometimes disdain. And I'm not saying for the public, I'm saying for the press and the way they've acted. You have Hugo Sanchez, who's done things his way for I don't know how many decades, both as a player, coach, and now pundit. And you have Cuauhtémoc Blanco. He is on that fringe of that type of player when it comes to his attitude. I mean, how many times do you see a Mexican national team player to say, no, I don't want to play with you. I don't want to be involved in this circus. I don't want to live my life this way.
I don't remember Cuauhtémoc Blanco saying that. I don't remember. Cuauhtémoc Blanco was almost 40, came out of retirement to save the team in 2010. Cuauhtémoc Blanco
to
never
save the
said,
team
I don't
in 2010.
Play. I don't want to play.
Listen, Cuauhtémoc Blanco's done his own thing his way. He always has. That's what I'm trying to get at. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't care what the press thinks. He doesn't care what a fan
That's
thinks.
Different it's than not wanting to play way. For the national team.
Yeah, but he's the only one. But that's the difference. He's the only one that does this because he doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your feelings. He doesn't care about what you think. This is Carlos Vela's life, and he's going to lead it his way. And that angers so many people, not only down south, but on this side of the hemisphere. Everywhere it angers people. Why can't you be who we want you to be? Why can't you be Carlos Vela, you know, circa, what was it, 2013, 2014, in La Liga? That's who we want.
Right. You say why Carlos Vela doesn't want that. Why do the people then obsess over it? There's clearly a demand for Carlos Vela content. You talk about him all the time on ESPN Deportes. He's on the cover of GQ Mexico. Like, people are obsessed with this guy legitimately.
It's a media circus. If you look at, I guess, his trajectory with the national team and how he fell out of that national team, that said national team, it was off the field issues. And it was him saying, you know, I don't know if we want to get into that right now, but it was pretty much him saying, no, I'm not taking the fall for this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be the fall guy. That's on you. I don't want anything to do with you guys. And that's why he wasn't on said team for, geez, I don't know how long. It must have been 3-4 years until he finally came back.
Until the 2014 World Cup.
Right. And think about this. When's the last time, and I think we've only seen it maybe twice. Yeah, twice. When's the last time you've seen a Mexican player, at the top of the world's game, at the top level where he's killing it? The first time I would say in the last 10, 11 years was Chicharito Hernandez. Mm-hmm. And that's when he splashed on the scene at Manchester United and he completely crushed it. And he ended up being top three goals.
Hugo Sanchez, Rafa Marquez, Chicharito. No, there's a list.
Last decade, there's only been twice. It's Chicharito, what he did at United, and it's Raul Jimenez and what he's doing now. Okay. If you exclude those two, it's Carlos Vela in that 2013-2014 circa La Liga Real Sociedad team and how he completely crushed the opposition. He was voted one of the three best forwards in La Liga.
Okay, that's- so you're talking about one season. You're talking about one season for a team that finished seventh place
I'm talking
7
about,
years ago. That's
no,
what you're
I'm talking about.
About
probably 28-month span where he took his team to Europa League and he was better than Griezmann. And yes, correct.
This is the lifespan.
Listen, this is the lifespan of the Mexican 2014 players' success in Europe.
Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, 2 World Cups ago.
Chicharito, Raul. How long has Raul been successful for?
He's just coming into his opportunity.
That's what I'm saying. You, Sebastian Salazar, mm-hmm. I specifically remember this about a year ago. Completely giving it to Raul Jimenez because he didn't score goals. And I said, yeah, but he makes a team play. It doesn't matter. Yep. He's a nine. Yep. He's got to do this. He's got to do that.
You got to score. And now he's scoring.
But the value's always been there.
And now I'm wearing a shirt.
Of course you are. But you just recognize what I'm trying to say to you. This is Mexico. This isn't Italy. This isn't France. This isn't, you know, a Spanish national team where you've got a plethora of players going around and you have the luxury of saying, you know what? I don't need Giroud right now. I don't need this player right now because I have this player right here. You know, I can play set player here. I have Lacazette. I have Benzema. I have Gignac if I needed to go really down the drain or down, you know, the well. I've got all these different players. Mexico doesn't have that luxury. So when you talk about players who can really do something at the next level, well, the most talented player has to be Carlos Vela, and he's the one player who doesn't want to play for you.
All right. So Carlos Vela has a great season in 2013, 2014. And I'll give him the year or two before that. Not great seasons, but good seasons at Real Sociedad. A mid-table team at best in Spain. We agree on that, right?
Where he was better than Griezmann, yes.
Totally fine.
And the only two players that were better than him were Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi.
Okay, that's an opinion. That's not a fact. That's a subjective statement from one newspaper that named its team. Dude, don't pass that on.
That's not an opinion. Those are stats. Those are stats.
Okay. All right. Let's look at the stats. So he has a good 2 to 3 year run at Real Sociedad 2013, 2014. By the way, when he's sitting out a World Cup for Mexico, we'll get into that later. Right. But we're talking about this people not being obsessed with him at Real Sociedad's training grounds. We're talking about him being on the cover of GQ Mexico. We're talking about him being a Mexican national team star who gets paid $6 million or more by LAFC and Major League Soccer because of the Mexican-American market. That's what we're talking about. So for that market, for those people, for those fans, the people that, I don't know, might listen to this show, what are you basing, when you say talent, give me your moments, give me your Carlos Vela moments with the national.
Seb, and I'll repeat myself. You're giving us an example. You're trying to judge Carlos Vela as if he played in a huge, deep national team pool where players
even
like
even more reason to stand out.
That's exactly why there's so much circuit, like media circuits going around. That's exactly why so much attention.
So tell me when he stood out. Tell me the moments. I'm trying to understand why people are so obsessed with this guy when he's never done anything for the national team, and you can't point to a single moment
outside of your national team.
Outside of 6 years ago.
Look at your national team. You can't pick out a handful of players who have been relevant worldwide. You can't pick up a handful of players who have really come out and said, I'm one of the best players in the league. Whether that's Major League Soccer, whether that's La Liga, whether that's national team. I mean, you need to relax for a second. You need to settle down. It's the Mexican national team. It's not the Argentine national team.
I'm not talking about being in the 11. He's on the cover of GQ. Whenever we talk about the national
Mexico,
team,
Mexico, GQ,
about
Mexico. He's not on the cover of GQ in the United States.
Central part of the national team.
Sebi, let me tell you something.
He's going to come back.
Relax, let me tell you something. When I lived in Mexico, I found out very quickly how high in the very nice mug. Was that an LA Galaxy mug?
Yeah, that's right. LA Galaxy mug. My favorite team in Los Angeles.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, the originals.
Shocker.
Cheers. Right.
So
the only team that sent me a cup.
There you go. You get lost. So let me tell you something really quickly. When I moved to Mexico, I found something out very quickly, okay? Soccer is king. Football is everything. Now, in Mexico, unfortunately, there are a few things people really pay attention to, and that is football and politics. There is no NFL. There is no NBA. There is no MLB. There is no NHL. There is no Hollywood. There aren't all these different things where attentions can be divided. You are king. He's on the cover of GQ Mexico because he happens to be one of the most controversial Mexican figures of our time. There's no denying that. Mm-hmm. You can ask why, but I think it's pretty evident. He had relative success in one of the world's biggest stages against some of the world's best players. And then he says, I don't really care. He gives you this attitude like, well, it's not important to me. Football's a job. And some of that's been taken out of context, but that's what it is. It's the enigma that is Carlos Vela. Why doesn't he want to be the best in the world? He has the talent. We've seen it. Look what he did against Messi. Look what he did against Cristiano. Look what he did in La Liga. Look what he can do for our national team. Why can't he do that all the time?
What has he done for the national team, Herc? That's what I'm getting at. What has he done for the national team? You want to talk about 3 years in Spain.
He scored a World Cup goal.
Oh my, he scored a penalty. Are you kidding? That's your evidence? That's what you brought to the table. He scored a World Cup goal?
No, but you're telling me what has he done for the national team?
He scored a penalty kick. Did he set up that penalty kick? Was he the one that drew it?
It doesn't matter.
No. Was he the one that set it up with a pass?
You mentioned Cuauhtémoc Blanco saving the Mexican national in 2010. He scored a penalty kick as well. So don't bring that argument. What I'm trying to say.
No, in the qualifiers, man. In 2010, they were hanging by a thread. And Cuauhtémoc comes out of nowhere when Aguirre comes back. And they they don't have what happened to the U.S. last time.
Seb, relax. You don't have a pool that's proven it at that level on Mexican national team. It is what it is. Your argument is almost by subtraction.
You.
That's really what I can present to you. It's by subtraction. Look at the rest of the pool. Look at the rest of the players in his generation that have done anything.
Okay. So there's no other evidence with the national team other than a penalty goal that he didn't draw against South Korea that you can point to as this guy was good. This was a tournament where this guy shined. This guy was awesome. He scored a big goal here. Nothing.
I thought he was good in confederations. Despite Juan Carlos Osorio and his unwillingness to actually play him where he needed to play, I thought
How many goals did he get in confederations?
But listen, Seb, if you're going to argue about what's he done to the national team, that goes for 99% of the players in said pool. Yes. Look, I can think of a handful of players that really
You're right. I can't think of one player who has done it both at the club level and at the international level better than Carlos Vela of his generation from the same club team.
I can think of
one. I can think of, boom, of the same club team.
Guardado and Chicharito.
Boom. Easy. It's not that hard.
That's it. Not Memo Ochoa.
How come they're not on the cover of GQ?
Maybe they were, will be. Maybe they have been. You're reading way too much into this. Your hatred for Carlos Vela is blinding you. All you have to see is that he's a talented individual and he's an enigma off the field. For whatever reason, he doesn't want to represent your national team, and you take offense to it, like many others. Okay. Let it go.
Will you also acknowledge that there's no actual production at the national team level, since you haven't been able to cite an example?
Well, what do you consider production? I mean, because actual production would be...
What did he do for the national? Tell me a big moment. Give me the... I mean, I can think of Giovanni Dos Santos. Firmala Gio. I can think of Gio against Holland. I can think of guys and their moments.
And better moments. All right, let's see.
And their moments. And a moment. I can't think of one moment for Carlos Vela. I can think of
72 appearances, 19 goals. Okay, and he took a sabbatical.
I
don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, and he took a sabbatical and missed a World Cup.
A sabbatical.
Yeah. What was that?
Sabbatical.
And he missed a World Cup during that little sabbatical. How was he during the 2014 World Cup for Mexico? How well did he play then?
2014?
Or 2010? Or 2018? Even when he was there, he wasn't a difference maker.
Hold on. What's your argument here, Seb? What is your argument?
That Carlos Vela is not worthy of all this attention, of all this media scrutiny, of everybody talking about, will he come back? Won't he come back? He never did anything for the national team.
Give me a player not named Guardado, who's on his way out, and Chicharito.
And nobody says anything. Nobody
give me a player. Give me a player than that. You want Chucky?
Worries about Guardado. Want Chucky Lozano on there? Sunset. But everybody wants Vela. Oh, please stay. Please, ay pobrecito. Oh, sorry. We do love you.
You know
we
what?
Love you. We forgive your indisciplines.
There's a name for this
things,
in Spanish
that weren't just evident with Mexico that popped
there's
up in
name,
Sociedad too.
There's a name for this in Spanish. Resentido. That is what you are. You are hurt. You are hurt. Somebody hurt you.
Proof.
Somebody hurt you for a Carlos Vela take. Who hurt you?
You talk to me like Vela is the savior of the Mexican national team.
Nobody said
you make content and you come on and you say, ooh, but hey, don't be surprised. I'm going to be the first to tell you, watch, in 2022, he might come back and he might do this. And Tata's not going to say no. You live off that content.
And what happened? And what happened?
Lying?
Do you not think he's coming back?
Do you think he's coming back?
Of course I do. Do you not think he's coming back?
Why do you think he's coming back?
Do you not think he's coming back?
I mean, Tata Martino's made it pretty clear.
Do you not think he's coming back? Does Sebastian Salazar honestly think?
I think the national team should move on without him.
That's not what I'm asking.
Do I think he's coming back? Yes. I don't know. I'm not in Carlos Vela's head. Are you?
Why are you asking me this then? Seth, I know you know very well this guy.
You think
really
he's coming back?
Come back? Of course I do. And his comments about the Olympic team just justify that even more, and you know it. You can hate Carlos Vela for all that you've planted in your head that he's not good enough, but the reality is there are plenty of people out there who value this individual, and I honestly feel if Tata Martino thinks he can have him back, he will have him back. Now, whether the Olympics is the proper platform or not for that to happen, that's a whole different discussion.
All right. You mentioned Tata. Interesting. Last year, Tata Martino, other than Carlos, who made a public statement, there is no other player the doors are closed for. That sounds – I don't know if he's going to come back, but are you calling the national team manager a liar?
A liar?
Yeah, he just said it right there. The doors are closed for.
But why would I call him a liar? Things change, Seba.
Okay.
He pretty much shut the door on Tecatito as well, Tecatito Corona, and what's happened? He's been back. Okay. So things change. And if you're telling me the closer he gets to a World Cup, if he sees Carlos Vela performing at a high level, he won't really think and contemplate about bringing him on. I think you're lying.
Right. Okay, just to be clear, because I need this for my records. On our ESPN FC YouTube content, we had a little bit of argument about this.
We did.
And you said you couldn't compare Vela and Jimenez, right?
Right. Alejandro Moreno and I said that's ludicrous because one plays in the Premier League and the other.
No,
plays
you
in MLS.
Said because he took himself out of the pool, but now you're saying he's keeping himself in the pool. Which one is it? Because you backed out of the argument then because you said, well, he's taking himself out of the pool. So
I'm not backing out of any argument, Seb.
Which one is it?
In my mouth. So the
is that not what you said? Is that not what you said the other day?
Relax, Seba. Relax. Carlos Vela. Look at you. Don't go crazy. Carlos Vela. And you know this, okay? I've said it for about a year now. I think he will play again with the Mexican national team. And I sincerely want to affirm that sentiment. Mm-hmm. But right now, he's not part of that equation. So comparing him to Raul Jimenez doesn't do you any good. Now, that doesn't mean Tata Martino doesn't want him in the future. I don't care what Tata Martino says. If you're faced against a difficult situation and you see a quality player and he's still performing at a high level, all that's going to go out the window. And we've seen it many times before, especially in Mexico.
Right. You say you think he's going to play for the national team. Do you think he'll play for the national team again, or do you think he'll play for the Olympic team only?
Well, that's actually a very good question.
And let me give a little, while you think of the answer, let me give a little context here. He has addressed at least kind of a public willingness, but
he opened the door.
He opened the door very loosely. I got some of the quotes here, but to an Olympic performance. There was also some comments in response to that from Tata. We'll get to those in a sec, but that is kind of the option on the table. Maybe as like, you know, a bridge back in, would he play in the Olympics? That's why it matters.
Playing in the Olympics for Carlos Vela does him no good. It could only set him up for failure. There's nothing that could come out of it because unless he actually wins it and does something special like that 2012 team did, it's going to be seen as a failure.
Was he a part of that? Just remind me, was he a part of that?
No.
So that's right.
So?
That's right.
What is that mean?
My LA Galaxy mug here. Can you see that?
Fernando Tena was the coach. Are you now going to vouch for him to be the men's national team coach? Like what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if he was a part of it or not.
You're calling 2013, 2014. I can mention 2012. That's all.
It was a U23 tournament versus La Liga, yes.
So what do you think? Will we see him in the Olympics or no?
No, I don't think we'll see him in the Olympics.
So you think we see him back with the senior national team?
I do. I think we see him back with the senior national team. I don't think we see him with the Olympics. It does him no good to play in said Olympics. It could only set him up for failure if things don't go well. And he's not the only one. If they let him back into the Olympics, this also falls on Tata Martino. So I don't think Tata's going to put this pressure on himself.
Sure. I'll read you actually one of the key quote, I think, from Martino on this. And I'll read it in Spanish, but you can kind of help me quickly translate it on the back end. Si se está para la selección, se está para la selección o no está para la selección. Either you are or you aren't. Si se está para la selección, tiene la posibilidad de estar en eliminatorias, Final Four, which is the Nations League, Juegos Olímpicos, en donde sea. Pero no me parece bien que esté para una, pero para otra no.
Either you're all in or you're not in is what he's saying.
Right. You're not playing on the Olympic team and then and not on the national team.
Which
either
is
you're
fair.
In or you're out. What do you think
Which
of
is
that?
Fair. I think it's completely fair, especially when you think about who he's taking the place of in this U23 level. You know, I mean,
because well, taking the place of another overage.
No,
choice then.
No. Think about this, because if you use it on a 10 or an offensive player, then that's one less position for the U23 program to bring up. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you already have cover in set position. So that doesn't only affect the overage player. That affects everybody behind you in the under-23 level. So you're taking somebody's position.
Sure. I don't think anybody cares about that guy, whoever that guy is. Sorry.
That guy cares.
I know. Okay.
So right then and there, I think Tata Martino is doing the correct thing of saying, no, listen, there are guys who have done their part and who can potentially qualify this team and may deserve to be there. And you're not completely 100% committed, so why do I want to bring you? It makes no sense for Tata Martino.
So no Olympics, but a future with the national team. So basically, as Tata Martino's, you know, building his team, worrying about the World Cup, upcoming tournaments, you know, getting ready for stuff, and Carlos Vela's doing his thing off to the side, like, when is it okay for Tata Martino to pick up the phone and be like, Carlos, like, how long do we wait for Carlitos to, like, have his second sabbatical now, and then maybe... If it's
who's
okay
your favorite coach? Him. Who's your favorite coach?
In the world?
No.
Right.
Maybe
now?
In the world. Maybe in the world.
I don't know. You tell me.
No. You know who it is. It's Miguel Herrera.
Piojo. Yeah. Piojo.
Piojo did the exact same thing with Carlos Vela in 2013, 2014. He picked up the phone and he begged him. He absolutely begged him to come. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And what happened?
What happened?
He didn't go.
He didn't go, but he begged him. I can see the same thing happening if he's playing at a high level. Listen, this all depends on Carlos because the day tomorrow.
High level, high level. Scoring 30 goals is a high level, more high level than Raul Jimenez.
It was high level enough for Barcelona to want you.
It
was high level enough for Barcelona to want you.
Yeah,
I have yet to see
for four months, bro, for 4 months
actually have actual interest
in
Barcelona.
Sit on the bench for 4 months, right, to be a squad player. That's what they wanted him for. Don't exaggerate.
What are you arguing?
He wasn't taking Messi's
spot. Chucky's a squad player right now. He's not even a squad player right now.
All right. He's going to be more than a squad player. You think Chucky's going to be a squad player forever?
You argue against one and completely kill the rest of the pool while doing it. It's amazing.
No.
This is the Mexican national team.
How long do we wait for Carlos?
How many of the European players are playing?
How long do we wait?
How many of the European players are playing?
It doesn't matter. They will be playing at some point before 2022.
And you're doing air quotations where you're referring to high level and MLS. Where is Hector Moreno? Where is Marco Fabian?
Those guys aren't on the national team. You think those guys are going to be
on the national team?
You think they're going to be on the national team in 2022?
Hector Moreno's on the national team.
You think they're going to be? You're going to think they're going to be around in 22?
Who else? Carlos Salcedo right now? Is that who you're going to
bet? Come on. No way.
Are you going to bank on Salcedo?
No way.
Who are the center backs then? Tell me.
Somebody will come along. We got time.
Somebody will come along.
Center backs.
Cesar Montes. Right. He's going to be up there. Don't worry about that. We got this covered.
Why you hate Cesar Montes? Just because he plays for Rayados?
No, I don't hate Cesar Montes. I'm trying to tell
bit.
You.
You just kind of hate it on Cesar Montes.
Your argument's ridiculous.
No.
Are you going to wait for Sepulveda from Chivas to be groomed in time for the national team for that World Cup?
You're acting like Mexico does not have other talented wide players. Tecatito, Chucky. Like, those guys are what the team needs to be built around. We don't need to be waiting on some guy who may decide
Tecatito plays off the white horse
and Tecatito save the
plays
day.
As a right back. Chucky doesn't play. And when he does play, he's playing off as a second nine. So you tell me these options that you're talking about. Tell me. Where are they?
How many wide guys are you going to play with? Two. I just gave you two. Tecatito and Chucky.
Who don't play in that position. And who don't play at all. Tecatito plays. What is Chucky doing?
Right. There's no young, good attacking players in the Mexican pool. You don't think Diego Lainez is going to be doing something by 22?
Oh, my God. You just brought up Diego Lainez.
That's right.
Stop, Diego. Okay, let's get down to the root of the situation. You obviously don't like Carlos Vela as a player.
No, I'm just wondering, like, what has he done? You think he's super talented because you like a left foot. Let's talk, like, what is the thing that Carlos Vela's talent, when you say talent, what do you really mean? Like, what's the thing he's known for?
His technical ability. Technical ability. How good he is on the 1v1, his service, his vision.
What's the play that we know him to make? When we watch an MLS soccer and he's shredding defenders that are on $78,000
in the upper V, that's his trademark.
Shooting on his left foot. Fair?
I mean, in Major League Soccer, yes.
Yeah, at the Major League Soccer level, it works. It works a lot. At the World Cup level, though, it didn't work so much, did it, Herc? At the national team level, it's never really worked because he's not actually that good. When you come with your data,
argument?
You go 2013, 2014. You're living in the past. The ball was brown, as you said.
Seb, all right, let's talk about actual events, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give me your top five best Mexican players right now of the moment.
I thought we couldn't do that because we can't count Carlos Vela.
I'm not counting Carlos Vela. Go ahead.
Okay. Of the moment, do I count Carlos Vela or not?
No.
Okay. Raul Jimenez.
Damn, good shout.
Good shout. You want me to go top five? All right. At the moment, Hector Herrera, Chucky Lozano.
Doesn't play.
Come on.
Go ahead, no, keep going.
So you're gonna say they don't play because they're at Atletico Madrid, but the 31 goals at LAFC against Cincinnati.
We're not talking about Carlos
Vela.
Remember.
Right,
keep going.
Right. But you're talking about all this talent that you see in MLS.
I'm not talking about MLS for Carlos Vela. I'm talking about the Mexican team in the European pool. Keep going.
I don't know. I gave you my top three. What more do you want?
We can go Diego Lainez doesn't play. Edson Álvarez doesn't play.
Two months ago, Edson Álvarez did play. Like, those things change within a week. But being at the club you're at matters.
In a position
Edson Álvarez is at Ajax.
That De Boer said wasn't made for him and he wasn't good enough to play in. What I'm trying to tell you is...
Right. De Boer, right.
Yeah.
Right. You're leaning on him now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm leaning on him. Dutch legend.
Okay.
Now, what I'm trying to tell you is the reason people keep bringing Carlos Vela into the conversation isn't necessarily because of Carlos Vela. It's the actual pool. That is the reason. Right. That's the reason he keeps getting this attention.
Right.
And you know very well the media circus that is Liga MX and the Mexican National Team. The marketing machine that it is. That's why they attract so much attention. That's why he's so high in demand, not only for Major League Soccer, but for the Mexican consumer in Mexico.
So how does this saga end? You seem to have all the answers. How does this saga end?
I have all the answers. You're the one here making up answers.
I bring facts, statistics, objective truths.
You know what that is? That's like what these idea boards that the serial killers have with the little red yarn and everything.
This, I can't even read this. I don't even know what this is. How do you think it ends? You think it ends with him on the field at the Qatar World Cup in 2022?
I honestly do. Honestly do.
Go ahead.
Whether that's deserved or not, because I honestly agree with what you're saying. It should not
Hold
be
on,
that way.
What? Say that again. Say that again.
It shouldn't be that you pick and choose when you play for your national team. Okay? And I get that sentiment. But this national team, at this time, with that pool, for as talented as it is in CONCACAF, for as talented as it is in this region, Tata Martino's no idiot. When you actually get to the World Cup and you're playing against quality opponents, he's going to want his best players, regardless of where they come from.
Right. Based on evidence gathered 7 years ago at Real Sociedad and in Major League Soccer. That's why you say he's the best. You haven't pointed to one act of soccer, of football on the field for the national team.
I'm not saying he's the best.
A penalty kick goal.
I'm telling you he's the most talented. And that's evident anytime you see him touch the ball.
Right.
And if you can't see the talent that this player has when he's on the field, I don't care against what competition.
So why hasn't it led to production?
He just scored 34 goals last season.
No, for the national team. Is this LAFC 2-on-3? Is this 2-on LAFC?
He hasn't been playing for the national team.
Right. Right.
I don't understand where you want to go with this. Your argument is, what has he done for the national team? What has he done for the national team?
Yes.
What are the rest of the national
team? Why is everyone holding out hope? Why do you think he's so talented? That's what the argument is.
Because every time he touches the ball, you can see the talent compared to the rest of his peers on that pool.
Except for at the World Cup. When he had, what, like 6 shots on his left foot and didn't score a single one? Actually, barely even put one on target. I've got the minutes. You want to see the minutes?
3 players that were better than him at the World Cup.
You want me to pull up
3 players who were better than him at the World Cup. Okay.
Oh my God.
Chucky Lozano.
We're going to do this then. Okay.
Chucky Lozano.
Yep.
Héctor Herrera. Mm-hmm. And Carlos Salcedo.
Right.
That's it.
Oh man. Right.
You think anybody else had a great World Cup?
All I know is this. What did Carlos Vela do at the World Cup? Tell me that. Go ahead. What did he do at the World Cup?
Nothing like the rest of the Mexican national team.
Did he score?
Yes.
Other than the penalty kick, did he score a goal?
Yes. He scored a goal. That's it.
No, other than the penalty kick, did he score a goal? Did he have an assist?
I believe he had an assist.
No, he didn't. Of the 4 games, what's the moment? Did he make a play? Was there a big play? Because I can tell you this, I was at the games.
He played very well against South Korea. I remember that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Why? Because he passed it around midfield. By your own definition, that's a luxury player. What does Carlos Vela do best at the MLS level? You say, what's his talent? Left foot, cutting in, hitting it on his left foot. Is that what you said or no?
I think there's a lot of very good things, but that's
okay,
one of his talents.
But what's the thing what's his world-class thing?
His trademark. Okay.
Left.
Yes,
okay?
But Sebi.
Wait a sec.
There are plenty of good players who don't do that at a World Cup, who have never done that at a World Cup.
But he had the chances. What I'm saying is you want to give him the 2022
World Cup. Where are you going with this, Sebi?
Because you want to give Carlos Vela the 22 World Cup.
Don't want to give it to him. I'm telling you what's going to happen because everything points is going in that direction.
They're
going
to give
it
to him.
You seem to think this is a personal choice for me, like it is for you.
Whoever's going to do it then, Carlos Vela's going to get the 22 World Cup to once again prove his talent. Talent that has not yet been proven at the national team level.
It's not about proving anything, Seba. It's about taking your best players.
If you go back and watch the tapes, Carlos Vela had the chances at the Russia World Cup and he missed them all on his left foot. Go back and watch. I don't care what he did.
I don't need to go back and watch him, Seb. I'm telling you that there were 3 players who had a decent World Cup and the rest of the players
couldn't do it. Why give him another World Cup? Why give him another World Cup? To do it again? To waste Chucky's chance to do it? To waste Rodolfo Pizarro, who you say is the greatest talent of his generation's chance to do it? Give those guys a chance. Vela had his chance, and he didn't do anything. The proof
What's
is
your
already
job?
There.
What's your job if you're the Mexican national team coach?
To put the best team on the field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You think Carlos Vela is better than Chucky Lozano, than Rolo Pizarro, than all these guys?
I didn't say that. But your team is stronger with Carlos Vela in it.
Nah, you have
to. That's all I know about that.
What about the poor guy for the Olympics?
Nail on the head.
What about the poor guy on the Olympics?
Thank you, Sebastian Martino.
What about the poor guy who's going to get cut from the team? We don't care about him all of a sudden.
World Cup, man.
Okay. The Olympics guy, he earned it. All right, well.
It's a different scenario, my man. You have this blind hatred for Carlos Vela that I don't understand.
I'm a fan of the Mexican national team. Herc, you know that more than they, you know. I do a lot of stuff to start the conversation, but you know, truly, I'm a fan of the national team.
I know you're
team.
A fan, and that's why.
And
I
so
can't
and so you know, I've watched every game. I've been following
as a fan. It hurts you that he doesn't want to play for the national.
No, it hurts me that he's never done anything for the national team. Say the truth.
Insert Mexican player here at that level.
I mean, Chicharito.
The list goes on and on.
Rafa Marquez.
You're talking about the
Giovanni
best.
Dos Santos.
Gio, come on.
Gio, who had a better international career?
It's fine. I've got no problem. He had better moments with the Mexican national team.
Correct.
For
Correct.
Sure.
Gio had a better national team career. So I named you one.
Bigger moments. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But you can't – this is what I'm saying. When you can name 23 players, you're going to say, man, that guy deserves to be there like that. That's what I'm going to say. Dude.
Carlos Vela's rosters are built 23 deep. But you've got three or four guys to choose from for those three or four
in
spots, and somebody's left out.
And CONCACAF. Come on.
You know the story of this national team has never been about CONCACAF. It's about what happens after the group phase of the World Cups.
How many of those players have made a name
And you know what Carlos Vela did in the group phase of the World Cup against Brazil?
How many of those players have ever made a name for themselves in the group phase after the group phase? Tell me.
Two shots.
How many?
What?
How many of those players have made a name for themselves after the group phase of the World Cup?
Oh, hey, I know somebody who scored at the last World Cup. Chucky.
How many
scored
of those players?
At the last World Cup. Gio, 2014, he scored against the Dutch in the knockout round. How many more examples you want?
One.
We'll go all
Don't
day.
Say Chucky. You know what happened in the next game. You know what happened in the next game. I was sitting next to you while you were crying. You know what happened in the next game.
I was bitter. All right, look, so I think we'll leave it there on Carlos Vela for now. I think all that could possibly be said has been, I don't even say said, has been yelled, mostly by me. Anything else to discuss about this team? I mean, the games are canceled. We know there was a couple games to be happened late March. Those games are obviously off the table. So for now, it's just kind of sit and wait. And the Olympics, which is something we kind of touched on before, has now been pushed back. I think the one tie in there, something you mentioned to me via text the other day, is the discussion around whether Tata Martino should maybe manage the Olympic team. But maybe that's something left for another time. Sum up kind of why that's interesting.
Because last time a full national team manager took the Olympic team, it was the pre-qualification towards the Olympic. It was Hugo Sanchez, and they failed to do so. It got him fired.
Right.
An Olympic loss, not even an Olympic loss, heading into the Olympics for losing, it got him fired. So this is just a bad idea for Tata Martino to begin with. He can only lose. You're supposed to get them to that level. You're supposed to get them to do something because it's a youth tournament and because Mexico is always strong in youth tournaments.
Yeah, and they had done well in the Copa America right before that with Sanchez. So you'd think he kind of came in with some momentum if my timing is
– They beat Brazil. Nelly is a Nery Castillo double.
Oh, hey, let's end the episode on this. Who's a bigger national team what if? Nery Castillo or Carlos Vela?
Dude, Nery's out. They're very similar in the way they treat the press and the public, but I'm going to say Nery Castillo because Nery's on a fishing boat right now. That's his life.
But I'm talking about national team, dude. I'm talking about national team. Nery had some big moments with the national
team.
Big goals. Bigger than Carlos Vela, I would say. Is that fair?
I mean, not a World Cup goal, but definitely, I mean, scoring twice against
Copa
Brazil
America,
in a Copa America.
Gold Cup, some Gold Cup final.
He had some bangers for sure. But
Real Gold Cup final, not those fake Gold Cup finals.
I insist the reason you're comparing these two is because how similar they are off the field and their disdain for.
You get why that comparison was immediately in my head. All right. So we'll leave it there for now. Always good to be with you. Stay safe, man, to you and yours. And we'll do this again soon.
Sounds good, brother. Take care.